Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. And we thank God for you, you, and you being there. You that are listening on a continual basis, we want to send you especially lots of love and hugs and prayers to you today. And we just thank you, you and you, for being there. And don't forget, call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will today. Let us know if you're enjoying it. If not, you know, just let us know in nice terms. You know, also, praise God. And, you know, we thank God for those of you that are listening on by other means. You know, I know you listen through your computer or whatever, iPod and all of these other devices. We thank God for you listening. So let us know that you're listening, okay? We'd like to hear from you. All right, tune in, call us, punch the one, and let us know, because we love you. We really, really do. And we can't tell you if we don't hear from you, and we do want to tell you, okay? Now here we are with, are you ready? Or you want Bishop to pray? Hallelujah.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father God, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, giving you all honor and glory and praise that is the one to your holy name this day, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father God, for yet one more day, Lord Father, that we can get it right with you, Lord Father. Father God, asking Father God for forgiveness of any sin, Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in actions, Lord Father. Father God, as we come before you this day, Lord Father God. Father God, I come holding up, Lord Father God, my family, Lord Father God. Father God, I pray today, Lord Father God, for the Muckle and Christian family, Lord Father God, on the loss, Lord Father God, of their mom, Lord Father God. Father God, not only my family, Lord Father God, but those, Lord Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord Father God. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord Father God, for peace, Lord Father God, the peace, Lord Father God, that pass all understanding, Lord Father God, peace in their hearts and minds right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. And Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that don't know you, Lord Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, that this even bring them closer, Lord Father God, to you, Lord Father God, and accept you, Father God, as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, for Jackie, Lord Father God, that's in the hospital right now, Lord Father God, that is asking for prayer, Lord Father God. Touch her body right now, Lord Father. You know what's going on, Lord Father God. Touch each and every doctor, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, for the healing of her body right now, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father God, to pray for those that has cancer, Lord Father God. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, for Evangelist Allison Moore Smith, Lord Father. We pray for Deidre right now, in the name of Deidre, Jesus, Lord Father God. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for that praise report, Lord Father God. When they call and say they are cancer-free, we come against that cancer right now, dry it up from the root cause right now in the name of Jesus and cast it out into outer darkness, Lord, and never to return, Lord Father God. Father God, flood their body, Lord Father God, with your light in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We continue to pray for those, Lord Father God, that are healing, Lord Father God, that was in car accidents, Lord Father. We continue to pray for Genesis. We continue to pray for Raheem, Evangelist Jerusha, Chad Nimhart, Lord, and Cindy right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We pray, Father God, for DJ right now, Lord Father God. Father God, touch his body right now, Lord Father. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, to his body, Father. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And Father God, if you don't know you, Lord Father God, we pray today, Lord Father God, that someone, Lord Father God, lead him, Father God, to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come against, Lord Father God, that spirit, Lord Father God, of depression and stress right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We cast it out into the pits of hell where it came from, Lord Father God. We send it back right there in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch your people, Lord Father. Release, Lord Father God, peace, Lord Father God, over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let them know, Lord Father God, they got victory, Father God, over all things right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. For you said we are victorious, Lord Father. We are overcomers right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, touch each and every one of our listeners right now, Lord Father. Those, Lord Father God, that are listening now, Lord, and will be listening at a later date, Lord Father God, you know what they're dealing with, what they're going through, Lord Father God, what they want from you, Father God, and we come, Lord Father God, standing, Lord Father God, with them, Lord Father God. Father God, that you let your will, Father God, be done, Lord Father God, in their lives right now, Lord Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father. Father God, I come against, Lord Father God, anything, Lord Father God, that would hinder it right now, Lord Father God. We cancel all assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I cover, Lord Father God, under the blood of my apostle, my bishop, my pastor right now, Father God, as the word come forth, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to use them, Lord Father. We ask you to show up and show out, Lord Father God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that would find it not, Lord Father God, shame in their heart, Lord Father God, to press that one button, Lord Father God, that don't know you, Lord Father God, and accept you today, Lord Father God, as their personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you didn't get your prayer in, now you didn't call us and give us your request. Okay? We're waiting for your request now where we can add you to the prayer list. Okay? We do not want to leave you out. We pray for those of us here, everyone that has these bugs and whatever you want to call these bugs, viruses and everything else that's flying around, and everyone is doing what? Catching it. My God, my God. We want to pray for you too, you know. Now, I know you don't think we ought to pray for these colds and bugs and viruses and stuff. Everybody said, well, I could just take some aspirin or some, you know, cough syrup or whatever the case may be. Listen, why not pray for it, huh? All right, it's part of you, isn't it? And you pray for everything else. You pray for cancer. Why not pray for the colds, huh? We're praying that these colds disappear, the spate, this cough. Also, in the name of Jesus, we pray that it get out of here and don't come back. Don't jump from person to person. You know how I do. It jumps from one person to the other, don't it? Uh-huh. Well, let's stop this stuff. You know, let's tell it no more. No, they're telling no more. Goodness, we tired of that. All right, let me give you this little word for the day that we often try to find just for you. Often we feel guilty for what we did, but seldom do we feel guilty for what we are. Shall I say it again? Often we feel guilty for what we did, but seldom do we feel guilty for what we are.
Amen.
Mm.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Isn't that funny how guilt works? My. Ain't there something how guilt works? Think about it now. You don't feel guilty about who you are, do you?
Mm.
But you feel guilty about what you have done. Or people try to put a guilt trip on you. Isn't that right? Think about it now. We try to put a guilt trip on you. There we go, one. Right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, today we thank God. We thank God for... It's a pretty much noise around here today. We got so much company, around here today. We thank God for Bishop Porter and Sister Diane. Also, she's still plugging in, she's still pushing. Praise God. And we want to thank God for Diane Dungey, our best friend.
Yes.
Praise God. I never had a best friend before, have I? I got to go in my past and see if I ever had one before. But I thank God for her, lovely woman. I'm waiting to hear her voice again. Hear her voice again. Because she do preach the word of God, and she really give it to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. Those of you that want to remain, invisible. You don't want nobody to know you there. But we thank God for you, too. Amen. Even for you being silent with us. But you're not going to be silent today, are you? Nah. You're not going to be silent today. No. Hallelujah. Because you know what? The word of God is going to wake you up out of that silence. Yeah, and you're going to say, I got to say something to that. I got to say something. Come on now. Praise God. We're waiting for you. Just for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the previous broadcast, we were talking about taking back everything that was stole from you. Huh? You taking it back, all of it. Listen, why don't we go a little further than that, huh? Wherever you live, let's say I'm taking back these streets. Now, the streets have, most of the streets have gotten pretty bad. Now, why won't you feel guilty and say, I'm taking back my street? Huh? Come on now. Think about it. You think about it. Are you allowing your streets to deteriorate? Are you allowing the drug addicts to take over and everything else that go around in your neighborhood? Are you allowing that? And you're saying, well, how am I allowing it to happen in my country, in my city, in my state, on my block? Because you're not calling on the Lord to do something about it, or to show you the way to do something about it. Huh? Now, because he gave you power over all the power of the enemy now, didn't he? Come on now. This is what the words say. He said he gave you power over all the power of the enemy. Now, if he gave you the power, he did not give you the power to sit on it. Now, did he? Think about it. Now, I want you to think about this. But he gave you that power to use. And when you use it, you now have the power to create something. Come on now. So therefore, you can create it by something about making your neighborhood more peaceful. You see, because you have that power, they laugh at me because I pray over everything before I leave home. See, I pray over everything. I pray over the windows, the doors, the ceiling, the floor, the hinges on the door and everything else, the garage and everything else. I pray over everything. And when the car leave, I pray on the wheels and from every part of the car. I know they say I take a long time to pray before I leave home. But I believe the security that I have is in Jesus. And when I call on Jesus, I am expecting something. I am expecting him to manifest himself in keeping me, my automobile, my house, my everything, even my street. You don't think about these things. You don't think about praying over your children before they leave home. And then you wonder why something go wrong all the time. You know, this happened and that happened. They get to school and them and you and the children and the teacher and everybody got something going on. Now I got a big drama happening here because somebody's not praying. You trying to leave it for someone else to pray. Come on now. Now listen, just tell the devil no more. No more. I mean no more devil. Not after today. I'm not taking your junk no more. I'm not taking what you say anymore. Isn't that what we said before? We are not taking this stuff anymore from the devil. But you know what? We are saying it right this minute, right? But soon as you get ready to go out the front door, you have forgot to pray. Oh, man, I forgot to pray. That's what you say. Come on now, think about it. Now, I'm trying to get you to get in the flow of things. And when God gave you that power, he gave it to you for a reason. Now, didn't he? Think about it. See, we oftentimes, we think about everything but what God planned for us. Our destiny was already planned. From the foundations of the world, everything was already planned and set in motion. Now, how it come to fruition, he didn't give you that. He didn't tell you that. It's whatever he decided to do to cause it to become manifested in your life. You see. Now, it may take, see, sometimes we take we don't feel good, and who knows what it's all about. It could be something we need to do, could be something that we didn't do, you see, to cause it to come. He might have told you don't eat no more bananas or something. I'm just saying bananas. Now, he might have said, don't eat no more bananas, and you go up and you eat a whole bunch. You see. So now you want to blame everybody on your sickness but yourself. But when you come to the crossroads of saying, do I go this way or that way, when it's your choice to make a decision of which way you are going to take, am I going to listen to what the voice of God say, or am I going to listen to myself or other people? Which one you going to listen to? Well, I've come to this that, listen, I'm not listening to any and everybody anymore. I found out a lot of people, for various reasons, will give you wrong information. And when they give you that wrong information, some people take it and run with it and spread it abroad all over the country and everywhere else. And nobody thought to do what? To ask a question. or ask the people themselves, or just say to the person, regardless of whether you want to ask someone or not, say, no more. I'm not listening to the gossip anymore. But Sister Mary, this is not gossip. This is what some people say. This is not gospel. It's gossip coming out your mouth. Huh? Come on now, think about it. But you can say, no more. I don't want to hear it, good or bad. Leave it. Keep it to yourself. Don't tell me nothing about Mary Ann and Sue.
Come on now.
Ah, see? Just tell them no more. And that will put a stop to that. Do you see what I'm saying? But instead, our ears are cocked open wide so that we can get all the trash. We don't want to leave nothing out. Huh? Tell me more. If any more. Oh, I know there's more to that than that. Huh? So what happened, huh? You cannot take back any ground if you keep doing what? Putting mess on it. What you going to take back? You got a messy situation. Do you get it? Huh? Trying to keep you from making the same mistake over and over and over, and then every time you look, you're going to God to restore you. Huh? All the time. Every week you're going to God to restore you. Listen here, you don't have to keep doing that same thing over and over. Huh? When you have the right to think, you have a right to think. God gave you a brain, a mind to think, did he not? Hmm? He gave every one of us one of these minds. Some don't have much mind, but we ain't talking about them people. We talking about you and I. Hmm? God has made it for us to do what? To be successful. He made it for us to be, more than a conqueror. See, all of this is made just for us, his people, those that are called by his name. These things is what God has given us. He promised us these things, and he is the one that he never reneges on his promise. He keeps his promise. Do you get the picture? Do you see? Huh? And we always get ourselves into situations and things where we have to do what? Huh? We got to be restored. Hmm? Or somebody got to deliver us from something. And you say, well, I don't need no delivering. Oh, yes, you do. Hmm? Because you keep carrying the same burdens around. You never get rid of those burdens. You hold on to them, and you could let them go. Let them go. Hmm? Open your hand and let something go. You know, now if you open your hand, ain't nothing can hold into that, can it? But just open your hand and let it slide out. Slide out right now. All that you've been holding on to, let it slide out right now. The hatred, the envy, the jealousy, the gossip, all this stuff. Hmm? You got to keep some drama going, all the time. Every time you look, there's something going on. Somebody not treating you right. You got to criticize this and criticize that all the time. People ain't doing bad all the time. Now, somebody, even the worst of people, do something good sometimes, somewhere in their life. I heard a lady say some years ago, and somebody asked her about she had a no good man, and they asked her, say, why you stay with that man? He just don't never do nothing right, and he always doing this, that, and the other. She said, well, there's some good in him somewhere. So she was willing to stay there. Take the abuse and everything else he dished out because she had in her mind that there was some good in him somewhere. Hmm? Well, it probably was. But, you know, my thing is this here, but not for me. No more. See, we can go so far. And then when I see you don't want to make your mind up, you don't want to change your mind about what you're doing and the way you're doing it and how you're hurting people, then it's time for me to say no more. Huh? I am taking my position back of peace. Huh? I'm taking my position of peace back. Do you get the picture? Come on now. Hello. You need to do it. Sometimes you're going to have to take your peace back. Oh, because the devil takes every bit of peace you got, keep confusion going all the time, and he's always keeping you in a some kind of derail or another. He wants to keep you doubting God, and he loves doing that. That's his job. So he does his job well. I told you before, the devil does his job well. Do you do yours by believing God? Your job is what? Trust and believe God. Do you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you take him at his word? You know, I was looking over in Joel again. You know, I like all the books. Oh, praise God, got something good. But as we was, you know, I was reading it. And from here to there, you know, let's see, the 17th verse, like where we were in before, the second chapter, he said, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare thy people. Now, you got people praying for you. Praying and praying for you. And you still holding on to the junk. They doing it because God told them to do it, you know. And so when they're doing it because God told them to do it, crying out to God for you, and you still want to do the same thing. He's saying, spare the people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among thy people, where is thy God, their God? See, he don't want you to go have some people saying, where's your God now? You running around, you so busy running around, and what is the people saying? Where's his God? Why is God ain't helping him? Aren't you tired of hearing that? People saying that to you? You don't want to hear that, do you? I know I wouldn't want to hear that. Where's his God then? He sat on there talking about God this and Jesus that. You know, and people say these things, okay? Because they don't know God. Do you get the picture? They do not know God, so what happened? That's what they do. Now, let us go on and tell you what God wants to do for you. Let's see what, let's start at the 23rd verse. I'll just go right to that for lack of time. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. He's causing something to happen. When you begin to tell that devil no more, I'm not going to let you run over me. I'm not going to let you take my praise from me. I'm not going to let you take my health from me. I'm not going to let you take nothing from my children from me, my house, my car, my radio, my whatever, God. I'm not going to let you take nothing from me no more. This is what you say to the devil. But we scared the devil. I don't know why you scared of him. Now, you per se don't necessarily see him. You don't see God either. So why can't you worship God and be fearful of God who can kill the body and the soul? Devil can't take but one thing you got. He can take just your, what, body. He can't take your soul. That's the most important part. But this is what he's still doing, what God's saying. Be glad. He's calling you, telling you, be happy. Be happy and rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord because God has given you something. He's giving you more. And I'm going to read here and let you know what is yours, already given to you. And he says, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. do that here like you not going to have anything? Huh? He say full, F-U-L-L, full of wheat. You got something to eat. You got bread to eat. Huh? If it ain't already made, you can sit down and make it. He said, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great armor, which I sent among you. All that you have lost, everything that the devil taken from you, but you got to speak up. Speak up and say no more. Huh? I'm taking it back because he said he was giving it back to us. Huh? He done restored you to the original what you had, not to the fakes, you know, not to something just like it. Huh? But he is restoring everything that you lost. Huh? Cankerworm, the locust, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, everything that was taken from you, he's restoring it. Now, that's a promise. I'm telling you today. You just tell the devil, no more. No more. I'm taking my streets back. I'm taking my city back. I'm taking it back now. Taking my children. I'm not going to allow you to take my children. How about that? Come on now, tell them, talk to them. You don't be afraid. Open your mouth. I know you say, but if I do that, the devil gonna really come after me. Well, that's his job. You know he coming, so put your armor on. That's why he gave you armor. Ephesians 6 tell you about every piece of armor that you are supposed to have on. Because he knew, God knew you had a fight on your hand. And when he knew you had a fight on your hand, he prepared you, I told you, from the foundations of the world. God already prepared you for everything that was occurring in your life. And let me tell you, he's saying nothing by any means shall hurt you. It can come against you, but it can't do nothing with you. Talk to it now. Say, devil, you can't do nothing with this here. Come on now. Say, this here, point to yourself, this here, you can't do nothing with it. Oh, hallelujah. Then holler hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good, ain't he? And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. You know right about now ain't nobody satisfied with nothing, is he? If you go to McDonald's, well, you know your fries wasn't right, or your hamburgers, your fish, or something wasn't right. You go to Burger King over there, and you say, well, I'm going to try it. You go over there, and you complain over there. Well, you know you ain't got enough of this, that, or the other on it, you know. And you said, have it my way. And when I ask you for my way, you won't give it to me my way. So you got something to talk about. See what I'm saying? But God said you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied.
Yep.
But while you're doing it, it says, and praise the name of the Lord your God. And praise the name of the Lord. Be satisfied and start praising the Lord. Because at least you found a hamburger. At least you found some fries. Huh? Come on now. Be thankful for what you got. And praise the Lord, your God. And, no, not and, that had dealt wondrously with you. Hey, he didn't deal no other way with you but wondrous. Huh? And my people should never be ashamed. You ain't got to be ashamed. Huh? Because you got the best that I like it when God give me his best. Come on now. Don't you like it when he give you the best friends, huh? The best house, the best piece of meat. You ain't got to go buy them half a brown piece of meat no more. You know that one, the manager's special, huh? He said you going to be satisfied. Plenty. Eat in plenty and be satisfied. You ain't got to buy that meat no more. Now, listen, you buy chicken feet if you just want to. Huh? But they used to give them to you. We used to get them because they was free. But they ain't free no more. They cost more than steak do almost. Hmm? I guess they're hard to find their people chicken feet because they're high now. You see what I'm saying? But you don't have to eat them. You, if you want to eat steak, you eat steak. If you don't like steak, eat the chicken feet. You want chicken feet, eat chicken gizzards, whichever part of chicken you want. But you can eat plenty and be satisfied. Huh? Do you see? You know how to say, I ain't got. And old Sister Mary, she don't never go to church and she got plenty. You know how we complain. Huh? You don't know what Sister Mary got. She looked like she had plenty, but she didn't let you see in her refrigerator. She may not have nothing but a glass of water, a container of water in there, and may not have no meat, but when she come out, she be praising God, and you be thinking she got plenty.
Come on now.
Well, you can get in the same place as Sister Mary. Say, no more, devil, I will not let you bring me in doubt. I will not let you make me criticize what I ain't got. Talk about this, I ain't got. That's what we talk about, huh? I tell them what I do have. I have the love of God on the inside, and he feeds me continually. He feeds me with his love and his care, and I thank him for it. Do you see what I'm saying? When he starts feeding me like that, you get full. You get full up of Jesus. And when you're full up of Jesus, you don't know if you ain't got no food or not. Until you come down.
Come on now.
Then the devil tell you, see there, I thought you was full. And there you go again. Huh? Entertaining the devil. Didn't you just tell him no more? Huh? Did you not just tell him no more? But what happened? What did you do? You run right back into it because he did what? He kind of push you. See, the devil do what? He'll push you over here. He'll tell you a half-truth. Isn't that what he do? You heard it. Heard it many times. That's what he did to Eve in the garden. Told her a half-truth, and she believed the half-truth. She believed that half. She believed the lie, and she didn't believe the truth. Huh? Because to me, it mean the same thing. I don't know how you separate it, but to me it means the same thing. Something is wrong here. You know, I guess I'm one of them kind of people that, you know, I kind of I'm a little scrutin' everything. I go over everything. Something wrong here. That don't sound quite right. Can you make it a little more clear? You know, it's nothing wrong with saying that. Isn't anything wrong with that? But you call me and let me know if something wrong with that. Because something is wrong. Can you give me a little more clarity of that so that I can get the full understanding? Understand. The full understanding. You see? Because what did God say? God said, eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. Praise God for what you got. If all you got is a bag of lima beans, hey, I love lima beans. Lima beans is good. Yes, it is. Especially mix it with some good old oxtail. Man, you talking about that's good eating. Yes, it is. Praise God. But see, you're not satisfied because, well, I don't like no beans. I mean, I never seen so many people that don't like this, they don't like that, they don't like the other. And all this food God is supplying, suppose that's all there is on earth to eat. You're not going to eat it? I guess you're going to die of starvation, okay? But I've learned to eat what's set before me and do it with praise and thanksgiving to God. At least I got something. Now, I'm gonna tell you this. There was an evangelist. He was a missionary. He called himself a missionary. I won't name no name, but he called himself missionary, and he was in. I don't even know if he's still alive now, but he was in he used to live in our land of Florida, and I had the pleasure of being with them in ministry for a while, and he was a Caucasian brother, and he had went overseas on a mission in Vietnam, as a matter of fact, and they put him for preaching the gospel in prison. And he said, because he came back, he had a problem, you know, with his body function. He had a little problem. But he come back, and he was telling this story about all the years that they kept him there. And he said that all he had to eat was rats. Would they run around, and whatever ran across the floor, they got him. And they ate him. He said, that is, and I went, ugh, you know how you do. That's what we were saying. But we're not in that type of position, are we? Come on now. Do you want to survive or not? At the time, that is what was at hand. Are you going to survive? Are you going to look at that and say, ooh, no, I ain't eating that. Huh? See, so you never know what position you're put in for the gospel's sake. Now, I believed in him, in his ministry. I really did. I was behind his ministry for some years, few years, till I moved someplace else. Okay? But to know that the person went through all of that for the gospel's sake, because he was on the field and he run into all these things. When you're preaching the gospel, you don't know what you're going to run into. You see what I'm saying? So you've got to get your mind out of those things. Say, when God say he will provide for you, you don't know what all he's going to provide. Okay? You don't know. It may be one of them little, what them little flies run around, whatever them called flies, the blowflies. One of them may run around or something. You don't know, but you're going to, ooh. You know, that's the first way we go, ain't it? I did it. When the man said it, I said, oh, my God, I don't know if I want to go on the mission field or not. You know, I was about to back out already. You know, I was backing out because of what I heard. See what I say? What I heard, he could have kept that to himself, you know. But he shared it with us. But then when you decide that you want to work for God and be one of his ministers and you want to be on fire and everything, you got to take all this heat with the fire. You can't take the fire and take the heat out of it. Do you get the picture? Huh? You got to go with the flow here if you want to keep being in God, if you want to do what God called you to do. Do you get the picture? You understand that, don't you? Y'all understand that. You see, he promised you he going to take care of you. You ain't going to have to be ashamed. And listen, we go on a little further. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I am the Lord your God. And none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Never be ashamed. Huh? Because of what you had to endure. Do you see? Now, God brought these people. Now, we're not talking about the reason they have come through these things. Various reasons they have to come through these things. Some are being tested, and then some are disobeying him. Do you see? I don't know which one of these categories you fall into. Maybe it's the one that's not obeying. Because I feel that someone is listening that is not obeying God and not doing what God has said. We told you last week, I believe it was, we told you last week someone's listening and you're still listening. Whoever you are, you're listening, and you right now need God to move in your life. You need a miracle in your life. Now, we are just trying to help you get to your miracle by loosing what God, you told God you would give to this ministry. Now, give it to the ministry. That's all. Amen. That's all it was. Amen. Ain't trying to con nobody out of nothing or anything. Praise God. Amen. But we're just trying to tell you what saith the Lord, what thus saith the Lord, to bring you out. Huh? Let your seed grow. Let your seed grow. Do you see what I'm saying? But grow in the right direction. Hello, this the sunlight over here. Hallelujah. Praise God. God promised you that he was going to do these things, didn't he? You never be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed of some of the things that people try to put on you. Hmm? You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed if you're a handicap, because some people try to make you feel bad because you're a little handicapped. I don't consider just a little handicap. It's just inconvenience right now. You just can't do what you want to do. And beside that, if you become a certain age, you just get a little slower than you was before. But you still be going. Hello, somebody. My. I'm not ashamed myself. Things happen in life. Isn't that right? And so if you're going to be ashamed, you tell the devil, I will not be ashamed anymore. No more. No more. I'm taking back my confidence. Talk to him now. Tell him now I'm taking back my confidence. I kind of lost it. Just tell the truth. Say, I kind of lost my confidence a little bit. But I'm taking it back now. I got it. Now say it this way. Since you said it, say, I got it. I got it. Yay, see, and rejoice in God. Start praising him. Praise him like you come from another world, okay? And listen what he say. And it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out. Listen what he going to do now. He going even further than providing all these things for you and everything that you need, the food and everything else you need. He said, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And we're not talking about them dirty old men. Dreaming dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Honey, God is finna raise up some young men and women that is visionizing so much that God is doing and is about to do in this land. He's already started already. So don't count them out. Huh? Because he told you that he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Now, he's not talking about them that are heady, high-minded, and won't listen to nothing. Oh, praise God, won't listen to the voice of experience. You've got to listen to the voice of experience to know which direction you are going in. Now, God is adding to it what? Visions, prophecy. Dreams. He's adding this to you. These things are to you, but you've got to come through what? You've got to come through them canker worms, palmer worms, and them locusts. You got to come through that to get to this. Did anybody tell you? Hallelujah. And this he say, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out my spirit. Now you're going to see more spirit-filled people. Huh? Now there hasn't been so many spirit-filled people. There's a few here and there. You've seen a little bit of carbon copies and fake ones running around. But God is now sending his true spirit upon his people right now that they may do all that he commands them to do, including the handmaidens and the servants. They're all, the spirit is going to flow upon all of them. And let me tell you, your maid going to prophesy, the housekeeper going to prophesy, the garbage man going to prophesy. All of these are going to tell you about visions and dreams that God has been dealing with them. Why? Because this is the time now. because you finally got to the point where you say, no more devil, I'm taking back everything that's mine. Huh? I am getting in position. Talk to yourself now. Say, I'm getting in position. See me getting in position? Move. Make a move and get in position right now. Come on, come on, come on. You can do it. Hmm? He said, I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. You know all this stuff y'all seeing in the sky and everything that they do. I wonder what that is. Wonder what that is. Look what he said. I'll show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, pillars of smoke. All kind of things is going on now, huh? And when these things happen, you're getting ready for the come of God. Isn't that right? Jesus coming back. You're getting ready for that, huh? Then other things are going to have to happen in this land. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. You've got one day that's serving two prophecies. Hmm? One day, that day, the day of the Lord come. Terrible day. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. You got the day of the Lord. It's going to be one terrible time for those that is not saved, and it's going to be good time for those that are. That one day going to represent two. Huh? And you're going to think we got 2 days in one day when everything begin to happen. But see, he already prepared you because you said no to the devil. Huh? You just said no to the devil and his work. Everything that he can throw at you, he threw at you, and you still put your hand up and say no. It stops here. The bus stops here. Come on now. Talk to him. Talk to him. Say, I will not take it anymore. I will not be rejected anymore, because God said I was not an outcast anymore.
Come on now.
Come on, somebody. Talk to Jesus. Talk to him now. Tell him, say, Lord, I thank you. Start praising him for what he's doing, how he's brought you out, how he's brought you through, how he's brought you over. Thank him right now for it. Glory to God. Oh, my hallelujah. I know you feel him right now. You can feel him like you want to shout. Go on and shout. If you can't stand up, just start shouting from the top of the body. Move it. Move your head, your arms, your hand. Just hallelujah anyhow. Oh, my God, no matter how people look at you like you crazy, just say, praise, hallelujah. Make a little sound. Don't be afraid to make some sound here. Don't be afraid to thank him for his goodness. Don't be afraid to let people know what he done for you. And you ain't taking no mess from the devil no more. Say, it's over, devil. It's over. Finally, it's over. And when you say finally, that means you are not going to accept anything anymore that he dish out to you, are you? You're not going to accept anything anymore, are you? No, you're not. I guarantee you won't accept anything anymore. Come on. Now, you can call us, 347-857-3925. If you call, if you're on this line, you can just punch the one. No, hit the little one button there. Hit that. Click, click, click it. Not one or two times, just one time. And the operator will just key you right on in and let us help you praise God. I like to help you praise God. Woo, hallelujah. You know I get excited. You know I get excited about God. I am so excited about God. Listen, I've been excited since 1963. And I haven't changed it a bit. I'm still excited. When I get down, I'm down. I'm only down for a little while. God sends somebody along to pick me up, and then I get back on my noisemaker, hollering, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. It excites me when I think about God. Excites me that he gave me power to tell the devil, no more. I take back everything that you done took from me and double for my trouble. Hallelujah. Come on now. Y'all, I know somebody's enjoying Jesus. I know somebody on this other line wants to praise God. I know you on this other line, on the other line, and you want to do something. You want to let somebody know that God is bothering you right now to praise him. Come on now. You ain't saying nothing. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Come on, say it now. Help. Let us hear you. Let us help you here. Hey, won't y'all help? I know you will. Hallelujah. We're going to help you praise God. We're going to help you lift him up until he speaks to you audibly. Amen. I know you'll drop dead if he speaks to you audibly right now, won't you? But we trust that you won't. But you'll hear him and you'll glorify him the more. Your neighbors will hear you praising God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I know people are walking on the street cross in front of my house and I holler so loud. I know they hear me outside. Praise God. But you know what? They can come on in, join me. Praise God, because I tell them, come on in. Hallelujah. I'm just praising God. Oh, me na number hosa. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants to do something for you. Yes, he do. He want to do something for you. You've been quiet too long. Oh, my God. Listen here. If he's letting the rain come upon you, that holy rain, oh, it's just pouring down right now. Can't you feel a warmth going down your body? You feel it right now? Oh, that's that Holy Ghost running down there now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. God is a God. Hey, listen here, I can praise God all day. I love to praise my God. He done so much for me. My God, my God. Every time he bring me through another hurdle in my life, I just want to say hallelujah. I just want to say hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, my Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God is a good God. Ain't he good? He's so good. Yes, he is. And I can't believe y'all on this line today and nobody want to praise God with me. Nobody want to glorify God with me. Hallelujah. Oh, he done so much to me. Hallelujah. He touched my throat. When the devil say, he not going to let me talk, none at all. I mean, for days, he keeps messing with my throat. But let me tell you one thing. Do it sound like it? Praise God. He tried to come up every now and then. But let me tell you one thing. I learned one thing. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Is there anybody want to run with me? Praise the Lord. Glorify, magnify. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. All right, you seem like you don't want to talk to me today. Hallelujah, because I'm just on fire. God restored me. Amen. You know the devil tried to damage my vocal cords, but let me tell you this here. He didn't get nowhere. He lost. I didn't lose. He lost. You see what I'm saying? Because I say no more. I say no more. I'm going to go through this, Lord. I'm going to do what you gave me to do. And you know, one day he was so busy working to, we took the, what you call that name, modium? We took the modium back to the place and get a new one. We were determined that he ain't going to stop us no kind of way. He started messing with your machinery and everything. He is a mean devil, and he don't mind who he mess with. Huh? Now, don't let him mess with you today. Oh, that's me. Don't let it mess with you today. Come on. All right. We're going to turn her on, Pastor Sharon. We're going to turn her on in here then. Since you don't want to talk to me, maybe you'll talk to her. Come on. Praise God. Hello, Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, tell the devil no, no devil. Just say no devil. I'm taking back everything that God has given me that you have taken. In other words, you know how to, with the car in the natural, when the people come to repossess your vehicle, right? You re-taking it back from them. My goodness. Because the word let us know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we come, God, but God to let us know that he come that we may have life and that more abundantly, and we can take back everything that was stolen from us. Because according to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 8, it reads, the Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his way. And he let know that, and the verse 12 said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain and to unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hands, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And when the woman of God was talking about, you know, verse 25 in Joel, the second chapter, and it says, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And when I hear the word, like, you know the word, it's time now. Too many things have been going up, and you do got to say enough is enough. Not so, devil. I'm taking it back today. I'm taking back what God has given to me from the foundation of the world. When before I was even born, he already created all these things that are mine. He already gave me the promises today, and I'm standing on the promises of God. Even though the enemy may have came in and took some of my stuff, God still let me know I can take it back today. Why? Because he's going to restore it back to me today. Restore me and give it back to me. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back with force today. I'm putting the pleading the blood of Jesus over my mind. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over my home. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over my family life. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over the ministry. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over myself. And because the word of God let me know, when he sees the blood, he'll cause the dead angel to pass over it. He cannot take what belongs to me today. So the blood of Jesus is against him today. He let me know that he's given me power and dominion over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy shall hurt me today. He let me know that if I let it go in his hand, he will handle it today. And I like that word today. No, devil, not so. No, devil, not so. So you will not come again. This is not a retreat now. We are not in the playground. We are not playing like around the merry-go-round. You know, the children go to the playground, and that little toy, that little game thing that's in the park that the child jumps on, and it keeps spinning around and around. Oh, no, I'm not going to continue going around and around and around in the circle anymore. Not so, devil, we're going to put a stop to you, because God let us know it belongs to me today. And not just that, he let me know it's my season to be blessed. And he let us know today that he promised us the rain when the blessing starts flowing. We ought to be happy for other people, because you know what? When it's your time, you can Oh, you want them to be happy with you. We let us know that we are to be what happy for a person when God is moving for their in their life. God's promises have been manifested. We are to bless the Lord for them. Because when it's your due season, I tell you, you know you're going to be jumping all around the place and praising the God. You're going to say, who did it? God did it. I've been waiting on my promise. He promised this for me a long time ago, and I'm able to stand today and see the manifestation of all the blessings today. And then I know that when God let us know that when he's about to start stirring up his anointing upon his people, he's stirring it up on the inside, and he's stirring up on the inside, it'll be manifested on the outside. And we're going to start doing what? Seeing the young men and the old and the ladies will be dreaming, having dreams. They'll be prophesying. They'll be saying, oh, how good and pleasant it is to talk together in unity. You'll start blessing the Lord with all your might and all your soul. You'll start blessing God for his goodness, for his mercy, endured forever and ever. And you will be like how Solomon, when the prophets when that promise came to pass about the temple being built, and he looked at the evidence of it being built, he was worshiping God and blessing God. And it's the same thing today when God has promised us things and we see the manifestation and we see manifestation in front of our eyes, we'll start worshiping him and blessing him. Why? Because we know it was the Lord. It was nobody else but Jesus today. It was nobody else that brought you through. It's no one else that healed your body. It's no one else that turned the things around in time. You know it was God that has kept you. It was God that kept a roof over your head when the enemy came in like a flood. The Holy Spirit lift up a standard against it and let us know that we got the authority to say that God is able to do all things today. You don't have to allow your past to dictate your future. But you know what? When you came and accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he rechanged everything about you. He changed your DNA. He put his blood in you. He gave you the light to come forth in your mind. He changed your way of thinking. And today you are to give him the glory and the praise for what he has done just for you and nobody else but God today. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would we be today? We are to magnify the name of the Lord because God has done so many things for you and you today. Oh, think of how God had brought you through. It was him today. So today, remember, even though you may have lost something, remember the word restore, restore, restore. He's coming back to you. It's coming back pressed down, shaking together and running over. He's let you know that what they have stolen from you, he has to give it back to you 7 times today. So when you start doing the Jesus kind of multiplication, I tell you, it's unlimited today. So let go and let God. Let go of the things that you have went through. Let go of the hurt. Let go of the loss. Let go of the stuff you have to walk away from. Because the God that we serve, he's restoring it back to you today. Open your eyes and look and see, like he told Abraham. Oh, look forward, Abraham. I'm taking you from the dip one place to another. You're leaving those things behind you, Abraham, and I'm bringing you into a place that I want to bless you, and I want you to look around, Abraham. Look up and see. Can you see the stars? Can you see how much stars is in the sky? Abraham, I'm going to bless you that much. It was unlimited today. We don't know the way God is going to do it, but we allow God to take us through the process, take you through the process of cutting things off around your life, changing your direction, losing friends, losing family, bringing you into a new place in him where he can release the blessing. He doesn't say you won't go through trials now, but you know what? Know that the blessing is
promises is worth it all. His promise is worth to see when God moved on your behalf. He promised to restore it. Nothing you have gone through that God has not restored your joy. You may, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Just release that praise today. Release that praise today. Devil, I refuse to be sad. Devil, I refuse to be angry. Devil, I refuse to think about the loss, but I'm going to think of the goodness of Jesus. I'm going to think of the blessing and the overflow today. He's bringing me to another place in him that I've never been before, where I can see the blessing. I can look to the north, the south, and the east, and the west, and see the blessing all around today. So remember today, he's restoring it back to you. He's giving you back your joy. My goodness, he's restoring your youth like the eagle. He's putting laughter back in your heart. He's putting that twinkle back in your eyes. Oh my goodness, you can walk straight. Why? Because he's the God that healeth me. Oh my goodness, he's working it out just for you today. So remember, there's nothing you have went through that there isn't better. With God, you always a winner. With God, you are a winner today. Say, I am a winner. Why? Because I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. Why? Because he has promised it just for you. He did it for Abraham. He's not a respecter of persons. He can do it just for you. God will be your supply today. He promised never to leave you. He promised he will provide just for you. He provided. He's the one that will provide for you. He will touch the heart of men and women to bless you. And when they bless you, the overflow. So today, release the blessing. If God has called you to bless, like the woman of God said, the ministry, bless the ministry today. Know that when you release from your hand, you release it into the hands of Jesus, right? And he can multiply your increase. He knows exactly what blessing you need. You may think you know where you need the blessing to be, but God, he sees all, knows all. He knows exactly where you need that blessing to come forth today. So release it today. You're releasing your seed into good grounds today. Know that the ground is a fertile ground, and you can expect the blessing just from the Lord. Expect the blessing today. Expect everything to be restored. You lost a job? Look for the new job. You lost business? Look for the increase today. He promised to restore. So tell the devil, not so. I'm going to release everything that God has for me today. So today, remember, tell the devil, no, not so. You will not do it any longer. I'm not allowing you to do it any longer. Today it stops. It stopped with me today. So take it back to Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen for Pastor Sharon. Oh, thank God. Amen for Apostle. Amen. I tell you, amen. And telling us that we are free. Oh, we are free in Jesus Christ. Amen. The question today out there is, whose side are you leaning on? Oh, if you're leaning on the right side, oh, praise God. And that right side is Jesus Christ. It's all about him today. He said, if he be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men unto thee. Oh, and we are here to lift up the name of Jesus. He know what you need even before, praise God, we, oh, you ask. But he said, ask. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. Man, if you ask, praise God, you shall receive. If you knock, the door will be open. Amen. How many know, amen, that we are free in Jesus Christ? This is what they are telling us. Praise God. Amen. And everything that you think you have lost, amen, you can take it back amen, right now. He is a right now God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, he is a right now God. Oh, he wants to bless somebody now. He wants to heal somebody now. He wants to send deliverance in somebody's life now. He wants to move, amen, for your family now. He wants to turn that situation now. All you got to do is believe it, and you shall receive it. All praise the Lord. Amen. Ain't God good? All you are free in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Ain't you glad? Praise God. Galatians 5:1 say, stand fast. Praise God. Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Praise God. We are free in Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank God he freed us, amen, from all sin, sickness, and diseases, and death. Praise God. I'm glad about it today. He will turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. He'll turn that negative into a positive on your behalf. Praise God. As they was ministering, I was looking here. Praise God. And when we are free in Christ, praise God. Now, don't expect someone else to do for you what you alone must do. Amen. There's something you have to do for yourself. You got to make that quality decision to accept Christ. And after you have accept him, now you got to believe him, praise God, for every word that he has spoken in his holy word, praise God, because he is a man that he cannot lie. He said, let every devil in hell and every man be a lie, but his word will be true. And we can stand, praise God, on the word of God. And after we have done all, we have to stand, praise God, stand fast in the liberty where Christ has set us free. Oh, we can stand there. Oh, God, thank God, amen. He will, amen, bring you out. And he always brings us out to bring us in to something better. In Galatians 3:13, you'll find these words. Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Talking about Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God. Thank God that Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Ain't you glad that he hung there? Oh, he suffered, bled, and died for our sin. Went down into the grave. Come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. Look back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? And descended back to glory. And he yet sitting on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercessions for you and I. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Come on, somebody. Help me, somebody. Oh, praise God. Verse 14 says that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Praise God. If you was not born a Jew, you're a Gentile. Oh, that's the only two types of people in the world, spiritually now. When we talk about God, we talking about spiritual things. Amen. There's two types. You're either born a Jew or you're born a Gentile. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. Oh, praise God. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I'm going to read that again. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Oh, how you receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit is for the asking. Lord, fill me. Praise God, with your spirit. Oh, he'll do thus so. Praise God. If we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all the scriptures say all these other things will be added. Oh, we already blessed. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, all these other blessings will be added unto you. Praise God. Oh, thank God. You're already better than blessed. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that Jesus, amen, if he spoke it, He's able to perform it. Praise God. And he's moving right now, even as I speak, on somebody's behalf. Why? Because you took time out, praise God, to tune in to this broadcast. Praise God. Oh, and it's by God in divine intervention that you call in, praise God, just to listen, amen, to a holy word. Amen. Thank God that his word will not go out and return to him void, but it will accomplish what it pleases. Oh, it is touching somebody's heart right now. Oh, God, he's moving up on somebody right now, encouraging somebody's heart right now. Praise God. Oh, he's always right there. If you have lost freedom now, it is because of what you have chosen to believe or do. Come on now, help me somebody. Consequently, your freedom will be the result of what you now chose to believe. What's your confession? Forgive, renounce, and forsake. No one can believe for you. The battle for your mind can only be won as you personally choose truth. And the truth is in Jesus Christ. The truth is in Jesus. The truth shall set you free. Praise the Lord. And the word is truth. Why? Because Jesus, praise God, is truth. Praise God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Praise God. It's all about Jesus Christ today. The only place that we are safe in this universe is in Jesus Christ. Praise God. You ain't safe going to the store. Children ain't safe in schools. Children not they're not safe walking the street. Praise God. You're not safe, praise God, going in even in the churches today. Praise God. Praise God. So it's trouble everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's trouble. But thank God that we are covered, praise God, with the blood. Praise God. This is what apostles are talking about. How many know that prayer changed things? And when we call on the name of the Lord, the scripture said that we are in the world, but we're not of it. Praise God. He have appointed and anointed, have set us apart. Praise God for his glory. He always have a witness, praise God, in the earth. Praise God. In Isaiah 43 and verse 10, watch this. You'll find these words. You are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. Verse 11 said, I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Praise the Lord. I thank God that Jesus is God all by thyself. God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. You cannot separate them. And I thank God, amen, all that he's in my life. What about you today? Praise God. And whatever you need, Jesus got it. Oh, if you call him, he will answer. Amen. The scripture tell me, praise the Lord, in Isaiah, praise God, 65 and 24, while you're yet calling, he said he will answer. He said, while you're yet speaking, he will hear. All you got to do is come on, call in today. Praise God. Punch that one, praise God, on your telephone. If you're listening by telephone today, or whatever means, all you have to do is press the one. Amen. And tune in, and we'll pray with you. Praise God. Just share your testimony. Praise God. Or whatever, amen, the Lord have done. Heal your body. Praise God. From whatever problem you may have. Praise God. But if you just call in, praise God, and just share, praise God, with the radio listeners, amen, and to those that are listening in on this broadcast today. Praise God. Somebody may be going through the same thing that you are going through. Praise God. This is why we fellowship ye with one another. Praise God, and fellowship and come together. How many know where there's unity, there's strength? Praise God, and we'll be lift up his name together. This is what the apostle is talking about. Praise God. Oh, she don't have to praise God by herself. Amen. I love to praise him too. What about you? Praise God. Oh, Jesus said, well, there's two or three gathered together in his name, there he will be in the midst. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? That Jesus, amen, paid it all. But in 43, Isaiah 43, verse 1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, ain't you glad you belongs to him? This is why you can take back everything, amen, that the enemy think he have took from you and stole from you. Praise God. Oh, you can take it back today. Why? Because your heavenly Father say that it belongs to you and you are his. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the river, they should not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou should not be burned, neither should the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's our Savior today. Oh, praise God. And I'm glad, amen, that the Lord, amen, is my Savior. What about you? Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? That ought to be enough to give you the happy happies right there. Praise God. He willed. Amen. But somebody, I don't know who I'm talking to out there, but somebody is between a problem and the promise. Praise God. But for every problem or situation or condition in your life, God have a promise for you. Oh, do you believe that today? All you got to do is trust him. Praise God. Oh, I thank God that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved. But the name of Jesus. Tell me, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, and if he spoke the word, he's able to perform it. Praise God. And he said, whatever, and praise God, that we loose on earth, he said, he'll loose it in heaven. He said, whatever we bind on earth, he said, he'll bind it in heaven. Look at the power and authority that you have given us. Oh, greater that is in us than he that is in the world. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now tell me y'all wasn't blessed by that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. Tell me y'all wasn't blessed by that word. If y'all wasn't, let me tell you, I was blessed by it. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. See, you know what? I heard a woman of God say there's someone that's listening, and she said it from last week. So let me go ahead and just give you that information. You can go ahead and you can send it, your donation, your seed, to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can go ahead and visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button and go ahead and place that donation, that seed. Again, that's logioninternationalministries.com. That's LOGION internationalministries.com, and go ahead and plant that seed. Just go ahead and hit that donate button. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line, and that calling number is 218 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. That's tomorrow night now. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's take back our peace, our joy, our unsaved loved one out of the enemy's hand right now in the name of Jesus. So come on, share the number. Don't be afraid to call in, to share the number, to pray, and tear the devil kingdom down. Let the devil know not so no more. I am victory, and I shall tear your kingdom down. Remember now, where there is unity, there is strength. So once we come together and begin to tear the devil kingdom down, he knows that he has no more power over us. So today, be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God.
Let
him have,
his
way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
God.
Let God. He can handle it all.